Thank you. I have some announcement. I'd like to share the prayer topic with you. We've been reading praying for the theological school with the Japanese denominations, with the Japanese churches, so that we can actually do all this ministry. And then Pastor Shin have received the meeting, blessing of the meetings. He actually met these pastoral ministers. So now they're actually moving out. I'll share that with you. It's located in Koiwa. So from that church is actually moving out. Then they actually wanted to sell the building to us after they heard the Pastor Shin's covenant. They really want us to have the theological school. They really want us to revive the Japanese churches and the next generations as well. Within the God's grace, they actually wanted to sell the church building to us. At the end of the February, we'll have the contract. Can you show the picture? That's the worship room. There are the four stories. First floor is the parking space. They have all this meat around like 30 years ago. It's really facing to the big street. On the second floor, we'll have the ACS. Those people who are living in the Chiba, then they will be really coming to this place. Third floor is the sanctuary, and we'll have the seminary school. Fourth floor, we have some rooms. So God is really giving us all these answers right away. Then, because it's given to us, then we should really give thanksgiving and then glorify God. Please pray for this building and also for the devotion as well. Let's greet to each other. Jesus is the Christ. You are the missionaries. Amen. Then today's message was about the family line to nurture and raise the next generation as missionaries. We can be the one. Should I write in Korean? So God really gave us the covenant. It's important for us to be one within this covenant. Hebrew 2:14-15. The Jesus Christ who really crushed the head of Satan. And Hebrew 9:16 and 9:20-12. The one who really came to Hebrews 10:19-20. You have received the way, living way, open for us. That's through Jesus Christ. So because of all this covenant, we got all this covenant all together. Then God really wants us to grab hold onto this covenant and have all these missions fulfilled. This covenant is most important. That Second Timothy is about the letter that was sent to Timothy by Paul. Paul was actually in prison. Before he died, then he was actually writing to Timothy. What's the theme of the Second Timothy? Boldly, you have to preach the gospel. Let's have the pains for the sake of preaching the gospel, because don't be ashamed, and we shouldn't be ashamed of the gospel. That was the content of that letter of Paul. Also, people who were sharing the gospel was actually persecuted. They may be killed. They may be imprisoned. There are lots of fears about us preaching the gospel. Because Paul was in the prison. All the co-workers were actually giving up on preaching the gospel. Because if someone like Paul is now in prison, we can't really do anything. Let's just give up. After all, it didn't really work, even if it's Paul. So there are people who really giving up on preaching the gospel. But then Paul said, don't be really ashamed of this. Don't be afraid of this. Boldly, you really have to share and preach the gospel. Because from now on, then for the next generations, it will be much worse. It will be more persecutions than today. But Paul actually said, be bold. You are the Timothy. The adults are also Timothy. What kind of person was Timothy? He actually had the inheritance given from the mother and the grandmother that was very sincere faith. Through the pastoral ministers, through the word of God, you have received this sincere gospel. Then none of us are actually faking that we have the faith. You have sincere faith, which means that you don't have lies and fakes. How did this Timothy receive this? 2 Timothy 3:15. Since you were small, then through the Bible, you have now received the scripture. Through scripture, you have really come to know this gospel. So that would be the same thing with Timothy. He was really listening to the oldest covenant from mom and grandma. Through the Bible, then God will really make us then have the sincere faith. Second Timothy. What is this gift? That's a gift to really boldly preach this gospel. when all the pastors were actually anointed Timothy, they prayed. Let him be able to proclaim the word of God. So that's what the scripture is saying, that you have really received that talent from God. Why is it the gift of being able to preach the gospel boldly? Timothy is mother boy. It says coming that she has received the faith from the grandma and mother. And then father didn't really believe. And then grandma and mother were Jewish. So he was actually with grandma and mom all the time. Maybe Timothy really had the very feminine characteristics. He maybe just used to call like mom, mom, like that. Then right next to mother, then he was listening to the word of God. Right next to the Lois, the grandma, she listened to the word of God. Then Paul actually saying, I'm your father. Then Timothy was a little weak. Then this age, the woman are much stronger. Then Rome back then, it was the middle of the battles, so the guys were very strong. So Timothy didn't really have that kind of characteristics, not really the bold. And he is young, he was young. Then he was supposed to go to this field where he might get persecuted. Because he would get killed if he shared the gospel. Then if he shared the gospel, then he will surely have that hard time. Those who will be with you, are with you, will be really running away. And everyone will be ashamed of you. But God knew this. So God really gave the most needed thing. That gift to really be able to preach the gospel boldly. So that's what Timothy actually received. No matter what happens, but I can actually have all the hard time for the sake of the gospel, because I'm not ashamed of the gospel. So that's what Timothy actually have received. Then that was something that was predestined before the creation. Second Timothy 1:9. It says, by the God's grace and within the God's time schedule. So it was even before that, all the beginning of time. So you're all Timothy, you have received this sincere talent to really preach the gospel boldly. Since when? Since you really accepted Christ after the training? No. Before the creation, before the eternity. Because God has really picked you up from the beginning. He really had all this plan so that you can actually boldly preach the gospel to all over the world. Because you have received this, there is the things that Paul actually wanted to say to Timothy. 1 Timothy 2 Timothy 1:6. Let's read together. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on my hands. What did he really say? all these things that you have really given, have really received. God has really gave you that fire. So if you don't really let go of it, then if you really try to leave it, then why we cannot be really bold to share the gospel? Because you have received all this God's talent, but you are not really putting the fire on it. Because you have lots of pains. Everyone will be denying you. But you really have to preach the gospel boldly. Because that is your talent given to you. Then you really have to make it big. You really have to keep giving the wind. Otherwise, you can't really be able to preach the gospel. So you have to make this fire as big as possible. You really have to you have received all these things from God, and then we have to make sure you will blow it. How can we really? 2 Timothy 2:1. You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Because God will be the one who will really make your talent bigger. What should you do? You have received that. You need to receive that grace. That's it. Because within your own things, and then there's no way for you to make it bigger. You have to make it bigger. So with the own thinking, then you can't really make it bigger. Because the feeling will disappear. How about my faith? And our faith is not that strong. We can't really make our own, use our own things and try to make it bigger. If it's out of the God's grace, then I will make your fire bigger. What you have to do is to really prepare. So it's not really anything else but the grace. So if you really have all these things and you can actually make sure that you'll be able to boldly preach the gospel. So everything says that everything is according to the God's guidance, God's time and schedule. Because of the grace, and then God will actually make in your fire as big as possible. So it's very important for us to be in a place where you can actually receive that grace that who will really take. So all these things will be actually given at the worship. So you can actually receive the blessing and grace. Then you can actually realize, God is really calling me. Because this person really helped me. Because I received this kind of training. Because I really prayed a lot. But through that kind of thing, he worked upon it. But after all, he's really having all this. And you are Timothy. You should really receive lots of grace. Otherwise, we can't really do anything. It's not about that feeling. It's not about the faith. Only one, God's grace. Then what should we do as a parent? How exactly did Timothy give? Paul actually gave to Timothy. You are the spiritually parents. Then just like Paul, you really need to share. Second Paul. You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. 1:2. To Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace from God, the Father, and Christ Jesus, our Lord. So when Timothy actually received this grace, and then he had really received the grace. So through the letters, he kept really sharing the gospel. He's really sharing the grace of God. And his covenant was to really make sure this covenant is rooted in us. So Matthew 22, that was the very last. The Lord be with your spirit, grace be with you all. So through the God's word, and you have received, so that these things won't really leave you. We should really bring it home. So Paul actually gave the letter. So when you really receive all the covenant from the pulpit message, you should really pray so that all this problem will be really solved. So the parents shouldn't really say, do this, do that. You should really preach that God's grace. God really gave you to me. Then I really want to do many things for you. But I really want to take only what God really wants. What He wants is to really receive the lots of. Because this kind of grace will give the strength. So they are the one things that you can actually do. I do my best to receive grace. So I will really make them come. I will really have all this, a forum, pray together. So that we can all have all these things and answers for the kid. What that's the mission for the parents. We should really be passionate. I'm not talking about let's do something, let's do that. The children need to receive that grace. Because that's what God really planned from the beginning. So God has really called you to this age as Timothy. You should really make sure that everything is passionate. They should really be able to raise up. How? So because you are the spiritual parent, you should really keep telling. So even if you don't really ask them, but you rather pray for them, then you really have to take them. Then everything else, you should really rely on God. Because we can't really use our own knowledge. Even with our devotion, it's not really about our faith. because it was all decided since the creation. So you have to let Him do His work. You should really receive this tremendous grace that you should be able to proclaim it. Throughout this week, in my family line, will be filled with the covenant. So let us really have all this consuming passion. So let each one of us be able to receive all this grace. Let us pray.